Good evening, young disciples. What a day, huh? It's been incredible. Really special Sabbath. Just so much to praise God for. Amen. I want to pray with you in just a moment. As they pass those out, I want to read something to you. And it comes from Psalm 113. Just a psalm that sums up, I think, the feeling of a bunch of us tonight after an incredible week and a very special Sabbath. Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Blessed be the name and the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles Himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that He may seat him with princes, with the princes of His people. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. A lot of times we just praise the Lord for not having an accident, for having something to eat. But this week we've been thinking about those who have nothing to eat and those who are falling under incredible accidents and what we can do to help them. And tonight we can just praise God that He is God of this whole incredible messed up world. He is doing something for everybody right now. He is loving them and He is seeking to bring them salvation. And we have a mighty God to worship and adore. Just gave you the last of our cards, the five cards that passed out this week. I'm giving it to you partly as a reminder to keep praying for Buddhist people and the rest of the unreached in the world, partly so you'll have my website there where you can get PowerPoint presentations in health for health and for evangelism for people with no Christian background. So you can go to that, you can download them free and put them to work, put them to use, and you can also keep in contact with us. So I think that's it. We'd like to pray with you, and let's pray together. Father God, this is our last campfire of this week, of this year, and we don't know what will come in the next year, but we have seen You do mighty things this week, and we are so thankful for Your love, for Your power, for Jesus, for the chance and the opportunity to serve You among those who are desperately in need. And we ask that tonight our praises would just ring out from here, up to the skies, up to the heavens, to each other, and eventually to the rest of the world, that they might know that there is a God who exists, who loves us, and who has great things in store for their lives, not just ours too. In Jesus' name, amen. Across the river from us, not our pond, but across the river, old lady, young lady, my age or so. She has two kids that have autism or some sort of mental handicap, and so she's quite busy just taking care of them. Add to the fact that her husband left her many years ago. She's alone there, and she's just living on a little strip of land that belongs to her sister. But Kun Mui, her name is Mui, she is pretty brave, pretty good, cheerful smile on her face, and she finds a way. She sometimes wraps her kids up in hammocks so she can get something done, and they seem just content with that. And they're special too. But the thing about Mui that is intriguing is that she's one of the few people who, after our time of being around there, has taken a serious interest in knowing God. I can't remember quite how it happened. I was going to ask Joelle and Nathan earlier, but ran out of time. But she somehow crossed paths with members of our team, and they struck up a friendship. And they began to tell her bits and pieces about this God who's actually out there, who exists, and that's willing to help people like her, widows, those who are trying to survive on just a little bit that she grows out of her garden, what she can sell. So bit by bit, she's come to believe that there is a Creator God who cares about her. Well, the other day, as she was beginning to recognize that maybe there might be some solid help out there, she took her bit of vegetables that she was going to go to the market. She just sells them. You know, I don't even know if she has a place to sell them, just sells them sometimes there, right on the cement. And she took them and she said, God, would You please help me sell my vegetables today? Well, that day as she was selling, it was going pretty normal, and then it kind of stopped. So she thought, is he hearing me? Let me try again. God, would you really show me that you're out there and help me to sell my vegetables? And then just like that, they began to go, quick as could be, until they were gone. And all the people around her said, what's going on? Why are you selling everything so fast today? We didn't have any shyness. She just said, it's this God I'm starting to believe in. I prayed and I asked him to, and he sold my vegetables. Really? They said, that's strange. Would you help sell ours? And so they started handing him her their vegetables, and she began to sell them, just selling them. Just bubbling out of her, the first experience, one of her first experiences that God answers her prayers. A little bit later, we had a special prayer, another day for her two children. One of them is really shy of men, and whenever she sees me, she just kind of cowers and goes the other way. Kind of smiles, but cowers just the same. And we decided to have a special prayer, in fact, an anointing service for those two children. And we cut the strings of the charms that they were wearing, put those away, or they were going to return them to the person who'd given them. And we went on our way. I didn't notice any big difference. And when I came back, I still didn't notice a lot of difference. But Kunmui said, they're not the same anymore. They're at peace. They're at peace. So she was beginning telling people again, telling anybody who'd listen, except for one person, not her sister. In fact, she was being quite sneaky on Sabbaths to not tell her sister where she was going. She was getting quite creative at twisting the truth. We shared with her a little bit about truth-telling and lying and things like that. But she did not want her sister to know what was happening. Why? Because her sister did not like Christians. And whenever she began to get a hint that something was going on in Mui's life in that direction, she would let her know clearly, you become a Christian and you're off this land. Then what would she do? Where would she go? She had no place, no other place, and she was quite poor. So that's the one person she was not telling. Until we got an email the other day that said Kunmui was out in her yard with her vegetables. The ground is really rocky. I don't know how she grows anything on it, but she's managed to. And it's been very dry. It's supposed to be the beginning of rainy season, but it hasn't been coming down much at all. And so her sister came by the house, said, I don't get it. Why are your vegetables growing so well? Mine are not. Mine have all dried up. Kunmui looked at her kind of shyly and said, well, I've been praying for my vegetables. She didn't know what would happen. But about that same time, one of our workers at John Prakasit, Pastor Prakasit, came by, and he's really good at massaging. Got a tight place in your neck, and he can just find it and make you feel it for a while, but then it feels better when he's done, most of the time. He's got strong hands. Anyway, he began to work on Mui's sister, and she began to relax and began to feel the care and the love. And as she heard that testimony from her sister, she said, would you come and pray over my garden too? So last I heard, they were praying over her sore muscles and praying over her garden. And we are hoping and praying that two sisters will come and be baptized soon. Kunmui is not baptized yet. She wants to be. She's asking to be. And she's eagerly studying. Every time we finish teaching her, it's actually another couple that are teaching her, she says, do we have to stop already? It's not exciting. That is what it's about. I invite you, if you have your Bibles, to open to Matthew chapter 13. For D7 of our discipleship, what does it mean to follow Jesus? D7 fits in well with our theme for tonight, with what's happening tonight. But I had to do a little searching. When I was searching for what it says, what Jesus said it means to be a disciple, I had to go with that Strong's Concordance past what you can find under the word disciple to what you can find under mathetes, under the Greek word for follower of Jesus. Because there was one hidden. And it's in chapter 13, verse 52. Jesus has just finished teaching I don't know how long in this one, but a long time. He's told many parables. It says, without a story, he did not teach them. That sounds like a good way to preach, doesn't it? Stories always help. And then he turns to the disciples, actually in verse 51, and he said to them, have you understood all these things? Then they said to him, yes, Lord. Not likely, huh? Verse 52. Then he said to them, therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. Did you see the word disciple in there anywhere? Is it scribe? No. It's the word instructed. The one who has been taught, the one who has been discipled, is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. If you are a disciple of Jesus, you are a householder with a treasure, a beautiful treasure, a treasure that has things in it new and old. My little boy likes treasure boxes, and he has his treasures. They're coins from different places in the world, little rocks that shine, maybe a key or two, and he likes to bring them out and look at them all and show them if he can get anybody. Well, that's what you are called to be. As a follower of Jesus, you have in your storehouse, in your treasure box, stories, new and old. Here we have a bunch of old stories. At Jesus' time, the Old Testament were the old stories, and the new stories were just happening around him. Now we have a bunch of old stories, Old and New Testament. Incredible stories, the best stories of the world. They've lasted so long. You pick up a book of great literature, and you'll find some of them in it. And we hear them over and over, and we find new things to be told, new things to say. God has called you to take them and to go to the world and to tell those stories. He has invited you to put them upon your heart so that as you tell them, they will flow out of you in a way that is exciting and wonderful. There's another reason, too, that you should tell them, and that's because there are many people who do not have a Bible. Not only do they not have a Bible, as you can see, I'm trying to find something in my notes that's disappeared. That's okay. I think it's in my head. But the reality is that in the world, there are at least 800,000 people who cannot read and write, some number as 1.1 billion people. Out of those many, many people, two-thirds of them are women. It's not fair, is it? It happened a lot in Cambodia. The boys would get to go to school, and the girls got stuck at home watching little brother and sister or helping mom in some other way. And in fact, it's really not fair because the worst thing in the world, actually the best thing in the world that you can do to change poverty is to educate the women. You do that one thing alone. You go and teach women and you will totally transform a village or a culture or society. Remember that. Put that in your mind. It's something you may want to do someday. Go help those women who, well, we won't go into all the difficulties that women face. But it is really tough. They work harder than the men worldwide, and they receive way less of the salary and the wages. They need our help. They need our love. But that's not my topic tonight. We're talking about sharing the good news with other people. When we take the stories and tell people those stories, they are able to hear it, understand it, and pass it on, even if they can't read or write, if they cannot read the precious Word of God. So God calls us to tell those stories. Did you know in Niger, only 15% of the people can read and write? And in Yemen, it is 3%? I know the Yemen statistic is for women. 3% of the women, not the whole country. So we have a work to do. To take the gospel, to tell the story, to tell what Jesus has done. But in your list of discipleship, it says to tell God's story, new and old, and mine. That is the greatest story that he has invited us to tell. That is why Mui was so excited and why it came out and why it made such an impact. It was her story that she was telling and that she was sharing. We must go and tell what God has done. According to the story in Mark chapter 5, we don't have to know Jesus very long. You remember the story of the demoniac? As soon as the spirit was cast out, he wanted to go off to AFCO and have some training. Or was that the seminary? Somewhere with Jesus where he could learn. And Jesus said, no, not now. You have a work to do. Go and tell what God has done for you. He had a story, didn't he? Pretty incredible. He was clothed and in his right mind, and off he went and began to tell those people. And when Jesus returned later, there were many waiting to hear and to know, to be able to do it. You know, this is God's favorite way of getting the word out. Peter did it at Pentecost. He told the story of Jesus and other stories, and then he told what God had done for him just by his life. Paul did it again and again through the book of Acts. You see him doing that. We are told in the book Desire of Ages, page 347, our confession of his faithfulness is God's chosen agency for revealing Christ to the world. We are to acknowledge his grace, as made known through the holy men of old, but that which will be most effectual. Would you like to be effective in sharing the Bible, in sharing truth with others? That which will be most effectual is the testimony of our own experience. We are witnesses for God as we reveal in ourselves the working of a power that's divine. Every individual has a life distinct from all others and an experience differing essentially from theirs. God desires that our praise shall ascend to him marked by our own individuality. These precious acknowledgments to the praise of the glory of his grace, when supported by a Christ-like life, have an irresistible power that works for the salvation of souls. Amen? Would you like to have an irresistible power? Then gain a greater experience with God and tell what he's done for you. Well, sometimes we don't feel like we have many stories. But the stories that I often share the most when I am witnessing are the little stories of what he's done for me. I told you that about my conversion story in a sense, a little bit of it. I don't have a great, powerful story to tell, being way out there and coming way back in. But I have the story of how God changed my hatred towards somebody into love. How he helped me to overcome some sneaky bad habits that I had. And how it was real and powerful. And many times that's exactly what I'm sharing. Wherever I go, it's a taxi car in Bangkok. If it's on a train up to Chiang Mai. If it's on a plane back to the States. It is my responsibility and my privilege to begin praying for the people seated next to me. Not to begin bashing them with something and make them uncomfortable and they're wanting to read their book or watch their movie, but prayerfully to watch for God's opportunity to reach them. And sometimes it really bugs me because I've got a book I want to read, or I've got a talk I need to prepare, or I'm tired and I just don't want to do it. And the Holy Spirit just pokes me gently until I begin to pray and begin to put aside my things and ask him what it is he wants me to say. And sometimes he just incredibly works. I remember the time Julie was in the bathroom and she got talking to somebody and they began to talk and interact and she felt like this person was open. But suddenly the call came and she had to get on the plane only to sit down right next to that very same lady. We were able to share the gospel with her the entire way to Bangkok and Jesus was able to touch her heart. It may not be your story that you tell, but you can gather other stories. Because you see, people have different needs. And if you are praying for them, you will need to match a story that fits the needs that they have. One of the first steps to witnessing is to listen carefully to them, to find out where they are hurting, where they are struggling, what their interests and their needs are, and then to pray and begin to pull out of your treasure box a story. It might be an old story from the Bible. It might be a parable. It might be a new parable about viruses on the computer and how to protect your heart from the attacks of the enemy. It could be about all kinds of things. Maybe your own story, but it could be the story of someone else. Just briefly, I'll tell you about a time when I was in along the Mekong River in Cambodia. I was tired out. I didn't feel like witnessing, but the Lord did that gentle nudge, and there was a young man sitting in front of me who I could tell was sad. I asked him, "What's going on?" He told me how difficult it was to get any money as a motorcycle taxi driver in Phnom Penh, how his wife had just given birth to a child, and how he didn't see he could take care of her. So I began to think, how can I share? Do you know about God? No, he'd never heard. What can I tell him? How can he begin to picture this God he cannot see, who's invisible, who he's never heard of? I didn't have a story to share. I'd never been poor. I'd never been in a struggle like his. But I knew someone who had come bursting into my door one day and said, "You will never believe what happened." Both husband and wife came in, and she overtook his storytelling as she said, "I was so mad at my husband. He's always giving things away. I hear we are poor. We just live on the property guarding it. We don't own any house, any place, and we just have a bag of rice or so. Along comes his cousin from the countryside. It's New Year's. It's time for a special time, and he gives all our rice away. I was so upset. I had nothing, absolutely nothing to feed my children the next day. And he says to me, 'Don't worry, God will provide.' I was upset. I couldn't sleep. I woke up early before the children got out of bed. because I didn't want to face them and tell them I had no breakfast for them. And as I was walking in the field, I saw something glittering. Glittering gold, and I reached down and I picked it up. It was a gold chain. It was a gold chain, and I ran back to my husband. I said, "Is this real?" He said, "I don't know. Let's go find out." And together they went to the goldsmith in town, the jewelry seller, and he looked at it and he said, "Yes, it was worth $300. I know that story is true. I saw it with my eyes. I saw them tell me. And so as I'm sharing with this young man named Jia Ji, he was listening. No barriers. No, you're Christian and I'm Buddhist. I don't want to hear this. No, our stories, our testimonies open the heart's door. They're the reality that people need to hear. And I asked him, "Do you want to know more?" "Yes," he said. "I want to know more. I want to know more." I said, "Well, the problem is I'm going back to Thailand tomorrow, back to my home, and I won't be here. But I do know somebody that lives not too far from you. Would you like to meet him? He knows about this God too." "Sure," he said. "I don't know where your house is." "Well, come on my motorcycle." We raced off to his house, met his wife, his child, and his mother-in-law, who would later turn out to be a problem, but God would deal with that too. And the next day, I brought a global pioneer, a church planter, to come and meet him. And they got together and they began to study. I went back to Thailand 9 months later. I came back to Cambodia with my family to participate in the first ever Seventh-day Adventist evangelistic meeting in Cambodia. 1,500 people showed up. It was exciting. About 300 to 500 children packed into the little church building. We met out in a big, big open field. And at that baptism, where 1,000 people that the pioneers had been working with for 9 months were baptized, I had the privilege of watching Jia Ji walk up into the water and be baptized. All because God cared enough to die for him and to send an unwilling missionary to tell a story to introduce him to God. What stories is God going to make out of your life? I'm excited to see. I tell you, meeting you, talking with you, getting acquainted has been a very thrilling part, a very huge highlight of my year, because I see that you've surrendered your lives to him, and he is going to do something absolutely incredible. When we meet for a YD 2010 reunion in heaven, I want to hear every one of the stories, every one of them. I want you to take time, and in fact, if you can do a video replay with God's help, that would be best of all. But please, go. Tell your stories. Put aside your shyness. Put aside your embarrassment. Don't worry about what anybody thinks about you, because you have the greatest of all stories to tell. They're in here. Jesus is the greatest story, but he's going to make some very personal, special ones about you. Before we have our time for testimonies and sharing, I would like to pray with you tonight and ask God to make a great story out of your life. Oh, Father, the joy that you have given us is just absolutely the best thing in the world. There's a lot of people out there trying to find it, and they're doing a pretty poor job. They got some happiness going on, no doubt about it. But the deep, lasting joy that you give is the greatest. And so tonight we're celebrating. We're celebrating what you've done this week. We're celebrating who Jesus is, and we're celebrating the future in advance. But one day we're going to get to do it with you, face to face, in person. And Jesus is going to Jesus is just going to unfold it as a great master storyteller. So we give you our lives again tonight. We want to do it again tomorrow. And we want to go forward taking your great story to the world. Thank you for calling us to come and follow you. Thank you for instructing us, discipling us in your stories. And now we go, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to tell your good news everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you have your Bible with you, please open your Bible to Book of Acts, chapter 29. Could someone read chapter 29, verse 1, loud and clear for everyone, please? What's that? 28? Young disciples, that's our responsibility to write that chapter 29. It's an Acts of Disciples, only written to 28. We have opportunity and a privilege to continue the chapter 29. Someday we'll be in the kingdom of heaven. Perhaps there will be a completed book of Acts that will be recorded how the young disciples of year 2010 live their lives, bring honor and glory to Him. Is that clear, young disciples?
Yes, sir.
Well, many of you have been here before. Some of you have not, but most of you know what happens on Sabbath evening. This is a time that floor is open for young disciples to come and share our blessings. Yes, we spent a week here, some of you 2 weeks in this camp this year, and made new friends, meet new people, partake of classes and learn new things. Especially, we have a glimpse of the goodness of God, committed our lives to Him, or some of us recommitting our lives to His cause. So we want to give you an opportunity this evening to come forward and share the blessings. But as we share together, there's a couple of things I just wanted to make sure that we keep in mind. I know that that you want to give a thank to some individual or the group of people that helped this camp, how it was. We would appreciate that, but as on behalf of staff, I do want to thank each and every one of you for doing an outstanding job this week. It was such a blessing for me to see how dedicated you are throughout this week. However, this time is not the thanking an individual. This is a time to thank God for what He has done to each of you through this camp. So as you preparing your hearts to see what you're going to share, just want to make sure that we want to honor God. Thank God for what He has done. And another item is when you come, think of what you're going to share carefully so that you don't go back, sit down after 5-10 minutes, all of a sudden something else comes up. You have to come back, take 2, 3, 4 trips. So we have many people here like to share, I'm sure, so that you can well prepared and share the blessings, praising and bring honor and glory to God. All right, who would like to be the first one? Okay, TJ. What I'd like to do is, gentlemen, you can line up on this side, waiting, if while you're waiting, and ladies on this side, so we go back and forth to sharing. Okay, come this way, please. I love this big guy here. Such a fine young man.
Well, I experienced the past 2 weeks that I was here, and something that I've never experienced before. I didn't put the Lord first in my life, and I was feeling kind of empty. But thankfully, when I came to this camp and when I was encouraged by family members and others to come here, I wanted to come. And I really received a great blessing. And what I learned here is to put the Lord first in your life, and how many people really don't know most the gospel, and how we ourselves need to be a light unto the world, and we have to be the salt of the world. And when I go back tomorrow, or when I get back Monday morning, I will. First thing I will do is tell my family what I've experienced here. Then when I go to my church, I want to explain to them that just sitting around won't not telling anybody about the gospel isn't gonna do anything. Mm. And just going through the motions of church isn't enough. Mm. And I want to encourage them to step up and do some things. Excuse me. Do some things to help spread the gospel. And I want to. Excuse me. And I want you all to pray for me as I talk to the church next Sabbath. And I will. Trying to make a difference.
Amen. 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 His name is T.J. Nabong, so you need to remember him in prayer. Nabong. Okay. Thank you.
I would like to have a clean heart and a clean health.
Amen. 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 Okay, Braden.
Where do you start? most of you have probably heard my testimony once or twice, and I'm not going to go into all that, but I just want to praise God for helping me to get through this week, and that he helped me to get a real blessing out of being at this camp, and for that I can keep my resolution with him.
Well, as some of you know, I kind of got sick this week. And I had a lot of prayers and people praying for me and people helping me and working with me, and I got better. And thank you for that. And last night, I had an experience that I haven't had before. We had a prayer circle. We were praying for a certain issue, and while we were praying, I just poured my heart out to the Lord, and I told him everything. And if you've never experienced the power of prayer like that, I hope that one day you do, because when our prayer was answered, the joy and the peace that there was someone out there listening to me. I started to cry. There is no greater thing than to know that you're loved, to know that you are safe in the arms of Jesus. And I encourage each one of you to die daily to self. Pray constantly. Be on your guard. And don't let yourself fall back into your old ways. Take what you've learned from Whitey Camp. Take it and use it. Go to your neighbors, go to your friends, Tell them. Tell them about Jesus. Because we don't have long. And the more people that you go and talk to, and the more you talk to them about God, the more people that are going to be able, that are going to say to you on that great morning when Jesus comes, thank you, because of you, I'm in heaven. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Brad. Okay, Leslie.
My story is sort of like Brad's, my brother, and I was crying, and I was out on the porch of the cabin that I'm staying in, and my friends were all inside that were in my unit, and I was trying to stop crying because my best friend had just left camp. And once I finally did somewhat stop crying, I went inside. I didn't know that they were all praying, so they had a small prayer circle. And I walked in, and they were praying, and so I knelt down beside them and listened. And a lot of them were praying for me. They didn't even know why I was crying, but they were praying for me because they knew something was wrong. And it's just great to have godly friends that instead of asking you what's wrong and making you explain and making the hurt worse, they just pray for you even though they don't know what for. And it's just great to have friends like that that will go and pray for you instead of saying, well, I hope you feel better tomorrow. And it's just great.
I'm sure as we spend a week together, we've been listening to Campfire Talk, Pastor Griswold, and sharing the real stories out there. I'm sure your heart's been stirred. And perhaps some struggles that you're faced and the decisions that you wanted to make. This is a time that you can come and publicly share your decisions, your dedication. It doesn't mean that what you say here is going to be whole forever that you wish that you would. We wish that you could. Sometimes we may fall. But knowing that Jesus is always on our side, he's going to scoop us up and help us through. So please come forward and share the decisions that you made and your testimonies. All right? Come this way.
Hello. Happy Sabbath, everyone. I don't. Well, what can I say? I never could say everything exactly in words I want to say. Whitey has such, it's not just spiritual, or it's not, and it's just not loving. It's not just that. It's kind of opening. And it's not until you really start realizing what this is based around that you see everyone as a family member. Like, even if you don't know them, like, you'll say, I love you to someone you just met today. And it'll be like, you won't get this strange look that says, creep. And this week, I finally got into the joy of being able to hug people and not be like, wanted to back away. And a lot of counselors, and it's not just staff, they've totally just, they guide you in the right pathway. And I'll admit, I've cried once or twice this week. And it was because I felt like you can unleash whatever and say whatever that had been troubling you, and you'd still be welcomed, and you'd still be loved, and nothing could stop you from being in God's arms. And I just wanted to say, I've had so much blessings from this place, and I'm so glad God took me here.
Thank you.
this week, it's been a chance for me to really refocus my life and recommit to God. You know, I've made a commitment before, but this week, it's in a new way, a way that I know it's going to last. Made a new commitment to give everything to God, every part of my life, to, you know, with my family, with the people I meet, and also with sharing Him with others.
Amen. Thank you, Michael. All right, we have a few ladies in line. Okay, come forward.
Well, before I came to YD Camp, you know, all of us do that, fill out the application, and I had requested a couple of girls to be in my unit, and neither of them ended up being at camp the week I was. So I didn't know anybody that was going to be in my unit, but I prayed about it. I prayed that God would put just the right people in there, and that I'd be able to encourage them, and it was a totally new experience for me, because I didn't really know any of the people that well, and through my classes, through each day, I've prayed when I knew I couldn't do something by myself. I prayed that God would be with me. He was. And even just walking along between classes, I could feel that He was there, that He was with me. And I just had this joy and peace in my heart. It's so amazing when God just comes and fills your life, when you give everything to Him and you are able to trust Him and know that He has everything under control. And I really want to love everybody. People in other countries, all the people around me, how God would. And I really want to, with anybody that I come in contact with, I want them to feel that God loves them, and I want to be able to share Him with them.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay.
This week's been kind of tough, and I keep getting discouraged, but it seems like every time I get really upset or like really down, God like puts somebody in my life to give me a hug or smile at me or say something encouraging. It's just been such a blessing. And another thing I've been really blessed by this week is the second verse in our theme song. And it's like, I only have one life, and that will soon be passed. I want my life to count for Him. What's done for Him will last. And I just think that's really special, and I just want to follow God's leading. So please pray for me when I go home.
I know probably majority of us have committed our lives to the Lord in the past before, and today maybe feeling that, oh, well, I already committed my life, that should be enough. But I'm sure you have received a blessing. This is a time reaffirm that something that you haven't done before. This is a time that you can do that. All right?
This week at YD has just been a huge blessing to me. It's made me see myself as a sinner who needs to bring all my sins before the cross and lay them at Jesus' feet so He can wash me and make me clean. So I want to go home and have a new start in Christ and be clean.
Amen. 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 All right.
Well, I just really like the campfire talks, and it's nice to have a lot of Christian other kids your age you can talk to, and I'm definitely going to come back next year.
Thank you.
Well, at the beginning of this week, I found out who I was in a unit with, and I thought, oh, this is going to be great. I know some people. And I went and sat with my unit, and it wasn't so great. Everyone had kind of found someone that they were kind of got along with, and I kind of felt like I was out of place. I ran back to the cabin, and I started crying, and I said, Lord, I know that you stuck me in this unit for a reason. Please show me why. Maybe there's someone that I can help bring to you, and if I'm concentrating on myself, I can't do that, so please help me. And you know, this week it's been such a blessing. I think that God must have touched the hearts of the people in my unit, because it's like the minute I came back, it was like everyone was including me, and I think that was the Lord. And last Sabbath, I was baptized, and it came to testimony time, and I thought, okay, I've just been baptized. I don't need to give my life to God. I already have. But, and I was sitting here this evening, I thought, you know what? I've been baptized. I've committed my life to God, but I need to do it again. And I've struggled in my life with giving my heart to God completely. And several times I thought I had. Several times I said I had. But I never really did completely, and I would fall back. And then something else would happen, and I would come back, and then I would fall back again. And this week and last week of Young Disciple Camp has encouraged me to keep going, and that I need to stop looking at myself and stop trying to do it myself, because I've been trying to do it myself. And that's why I kept falling back, because I can't do it myself. And God has really put upon my heart that I need to trust Him. I need to surrender all to Him. And that I need to start doing something for Him. I need to share the gospel with other people. Because if I keep it to myself, that fire is going to go out within me. And then I will be dead. And I just want to recommit myself to Christ right now. And I want Him to be the most important thing in my life.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, Jamie, Heidi.
Well, at the beginning of this week, I was rather discouraged because, maybe not discouraged, but I don't know. I was struggling because I was switching counselors, and that was very difficult for me. And I loved my new counselors, and I loved my old counselors, and I was torn. And so I saw the other girls in my unit, and I knew quite a few of them. Most of them I'd been in a unit with last week. And I didn't know what to think, really. It's like, well, okay, this week's going to be interesting. And Lord, I know you have a plan for me to be in, you have a reason for me to be in this unit, so please show me what it is, because right now, I really wish I could just go home. Which is really weird for me, because I love it here. But, you know, that night, I talked to one of my old counselors and both of my new ones, and they prayed with me and really encouraged me. And I was so thankful, and I just said, God, I'm okay with it. You know, I'm going to be happy no matter what. And then throughout the rest of the week, I've been struggling with something personal. And it was amazing, because every single campfire talk, every single deep Bible study talk, every single thing I studied in devotions, I found something that applied to that problem that I was having. And I was going, oh, wow. Thank you, Lord. This is amazing. And, you know, God has just said, I'm with you. If you'll just choose to follow me, if you'll just choose to take the step that I'm asking you to take, I'll help you. I'll be with you. Just please do it. You'll be so much happier. And just follow me all the way, please. And tonight I want to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you all the way, no matter what you may ask me to do. And also, the reason Heidi's up here with me, sometime before camp, I don't remember exactly how long, we had a missionary come and stay with us, a mission pilot. My dad was working on his airplane. And he shared with us some things about Guyana and the work that was going on there. And I started getting really, really excited. And I called Heidi, and we talked for about 2 hours on the phone. And just making all these plans and dreaming and praying, and just, we were so excited. We really wanted to go somewhere. And so the second week of camp, Missions and Music Camp, we've gotten even more excited. And Missionary Adventures, we've been making plans for different things and learning different skills about reaching people, and it's just been amazing and felt really, really called to be a missionary. And, you know, I can't at this moment go somewhere else, another country, but at this, you know, I don't have to go somewhere else. I can do it right here. I have neighbors. I have friends. You know, there's strangers that we can go do literature evangelism. We could go, you know, there's a million things we could do. And it's just a matter of doing them. And I'm really, really excited to go back home and start doing some things.
Well, since Jamie just talked about all of our mission trip excitedness, I probably don't have to go much into that. But through Pastor Goodwell's talks in the evening and through the Missionary Adventures class, I've really felt the little pricking at my conscience. You know, this might be what I want you to do. And the theme song for this week, Lord, send me anywhere, only go with me. You know, sever any tie. That's strong. Any tie, anything, any friend, any family member, anything, just anything. God may ask you to get up and walk away from it all. That's a big commitment. But it's not a scary commitment if you have the Lord walking by your side. And, you know, I found a lot of blessings this week. It just, more so than last week. I was kind of surprised, but just everything has been jumping off the page and hitting me in the face, as it were. And I really feel that truly the presence of the Lord is in this place, and truly he wants us all to be in heaven. He wants us all to be faithful to the calling that he has for each one of us. And I just challenge each one of you to be true to the calling that he has to you, to listen when he calls, and to go where he will send you, because he will do amazing things with you.
Thank you. Yes, we've been singing that song. The one that really stuck out to me is that sever any ties. You know, the many reasons that we struggle a lot, feel like we're not really getting anywhere, because we are tied down. The ties of this world. And as we've been singing together, we need to sever that. We need to sever that tie. And this is a time that you come forward with the decisions that you want to share, the decision that you're committing yourself to the Lord, so that others will see there is a decision being made that helps encourage other campers to the same, because some of us may not ready to do that, but when you see the fellow campers making that decision, making that commitment, that also encourages others to do the same. That's what this Young Disciple Camp is all about. So share your decisions with us. Okay.
We have two hands.
Okay. I want to give my heart to Jesus.
Well, these past 2 weeks as a counselor, the Lord has really been teaching me a lot of lessons, and I think probably the biggest lesson that he's been teaching me is how much I need to die to self. And I think there's no greater way to really see how, I mean, I didn't realize how selfish I really was, but I had to learn to surrender my time, my own desires, to help others. And I want to recommit my life to Christ and allow him to continue to work in my life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Hannah. We are sort of getting lonely on my right side, gentlemen. We are not just the hearers. So I know you have a burden. I know you have a heart that has been touched. Don't be, there's one coming. Yeah, it will be, the Lord is here with you. So make this stand. Okay.
Over the past few years, I think I have really grown closer to Christ. Like the definition of a young disciple, learning and growing in Christ. One of the things that has really helped me on that way is coming to a young disciple camp. A young disciple camp, I've learned how to have real morning devotions to really get something out that I can apply to my day. And with having morning devotions that I can actually apply, that has helped me come up with God's help with sermonettes that I've been able to tell people more about God. Also, at Young Disciple Camp, there's been scripture memorization, and that has been such a blessing to me. And some way I apply it when I'm at home, I take a Bible verse and I put it on my door so I can say it when I go in and out. And that has really helped me, and I praise God for Young Disciple Camp, a place where we can learn and grow in Christ.
Amen. You can. You've been standing there for a long time.
Hi. Well, this week I was really nervous about what was going to happen. I didn't know if I was going to make any friends. Okay. I didn't know if I was going to make any friends or if I was going to learn anything new or anything or how it was going to happen. And this week, I've been so amazed at how God has worked through people's words and shown me how to act and how to be closer to him and understand what he's trying to tell me. It's been amazing. The instructors have helped me, have taught me how to do some things that I never really thought would be really important. And I don't know how I'll use them in the future, but I'm sure God has a reason for impressing me to choose those classes. So I really hope that he'll show me how to use them effectively for him in the future.
Thank you. I don't know how many of you really seriously looked at those pictures that Pastor Griswold put on the cafeteria kitchen trailer. And as he shared the real stories out there or far away from us, you know, there are decisions made out there through those hardship, the trials. They're turning their hearts to the Lord, finding the Lord. And we've been so blessed with so much abundance of all the good things around us. And we really need to think about that. And how can I, the young disciple, can dedicate my life to him? So your dedication will honor God and bring glory to him. All right, Jeffrey.
In the past, I've been really blessed by Young Disciple Camp, and it's really helped me. And so this year, I wanted to come as a counselor so I could help other people to have the same blessings from camp. But just because I'm a counselor doesn't mean that I'm perfect or anything like that. And so this year I've still been growing and learning more about what God wants me to do. And one of the best things about camp is the really emphasis on God's Word, the Bible. We sing it in the scripture songs, and we study it every day. We have the deep Bible study. And so I want to make God's Word more a priority in my life and just put God first in everything.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Well, I had a really great blessing this week, and there's going to be a lot of changes when I go back home, and so God's willing, hopefully I'll come back next year.
This week I learned when I study the Bible that it doesn't really make a difference unless I share it with other people and not keep it to myself to spread the blessing. And last week I recommitted my life to Christ, so I'd like prayer for both those things.
Amen. All right, gentlemen.
Well, both this week and last week have both been a blessing to me as I've studied God's Word and shared with others. And one of the real things that I got out of these 2 weeks was I really realized how important is prayer for a spiritual walk, because, you know, many times at home we just pray and, you know, everything is just normal. But especially this week, we had a few hardships in our unit, and I just really realized how God answers prayers in such a big way. And I just appreciated that, and I really grew my prayer life this week.
Amen. Thank you.
I really enjoyed the campfire sessions this week, and Pastor, what's his name? Griswold. I'm sorry. Was talking. He really inspired me to go and do something and maybe be a missionary someday and help the people who are not so fortunate as we are.
Amen. Adam.
Working as a counselor is being a huge blessing. Seeing God working in the lives of the campers in my unit has been really incredible. And over the past 2 weeks, God has brought to attention some things in my life that needed to be changed. And I've made commitments to keep those changes throughout the rest of the year and as long as I'm on this earth. So.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Well, this week I've gained a really good blessing. This camp has really helped me with my Christian experience, and I hope to take what I've learned here and go back home and use it in my day-to-day life. And I want to thank everyone here for being such great people. And also, I'm very glad that I got to meet a lot of great people, and I made a lot of good Christian friends that can help and encourage me throughout my life. And I hope to know all my really good friends here for like a long time, hopefully for the rest of my life. Thanks. God bless.
Well, being here at camp is really a blessing. It helps you to refocus your life and focus your priorities. So I just want to focus on the things that will last and the things that will that are really a priority. A lot of times it's easy to get caught up in the things that are fun and enjoyable, but that really won't count in eternity. And I just want to focus my life on the things that will last.
Amen. Thank you, Victor. Okay. All right.
I don't know what to say. There's so much I could say about this camp. I mean, it touched me in so many different ways.
When I first got here, I was kind of nervous because, I mean, believe it or not, I was really scared that I wouldn't make friends because I can be kind of shy sometimes. No, I'm being really serious. So, I was scared that I wouldn't be able to make friends, but, you know, I think I did make friends, and it was just such a blessing to meet other people who have the same spiritual goals as you. And I would have to say that specifically, Ellie was a real blessing, even when they were pulling my pigtails. Even that was a blessing. But just going door to door and, you know, seeing all these different people and the way we could, just by offering them a book and knowing that that book could possibly make a difference in their life and could possibly convert them to Christianity, and I could possibly see them in heaven just because I sold them a book. So that was a real blessing. And I would have to say, yes, I'm going to admit it. When I first got here, I thought the rules were really strict. And I was like, you know, these rules don't make any sense. And, like, I wanted to throw this thing in the fire every time I came here. But, you know, a lot of the talks that Mrs. O gave us, and specifically one talk that Mr. Kim gave us, and it really touched me because he said something really special. He said, one little thing that you do, one little thing that can seem really innocent, something you wear, something you say, it could really make someone fall into temptation. It could really ruin somebody's life, like it did to David. And that was really special to me. And just, I would have to say, everything about this camp was great. I was really happy to come here and meet people who are really fired up for Jesus. And it was really awesome.
This camp has also greatly touched my life. Ellie, especially on Wednesday, I went out with Shihan, and it was sort of discouraging because every house, like, shut the door in our face. And the last house, Mr. Pua was looking for us, but we had to just go to one more house, and God gave us a blessing. God always leaves his blessings for the end, when we don't think there's anything left. And that was really a blessing for me. And also, in the morning devotions, God has greatly been searching my heart and touching me to give up and sever any ties that have been separating me from him.
Wow. Let's see. I just want to say this week has been, this whole 2 weeks has been probably the best year at camp I've ever had. Last year here at camp, it was great. It was the first year I really thought about dedicating my life to Christ, and I got baptized that August after camp. And but after that, I kind of drifted away again. I didn't do my devotions every morning like I should have, and I just kind of shunned God a little bit. And then I came here, and I was like, you know, I gotta start bucking up and get into gear and stay connected with God, because if I don't, I'm just gonna drift farther and farther away and end up not even listening to God, not even hearing the Holy Spirit. And so I just want to say that I want to dedicate my life to Christ again. And please pray for me as I go back home and face real life again. And I also want to say that the campfire talks and the whole, everything Mr. Griswold has said, I've always wanted to be a missionary, pretty much. Always wanted to. Then this March, as some of you know, I went to Kenya, Africa, and that just opened my eyes to what other people in different countries have to go through. And I was like, we're really spoiled back here. I mean, we have everything that you could dream of. And back there, the kids don't have shoes, some of them don't even have clothes. And the toys that they play with are just rubber tires and a stick. And the car will be going past and they'll say, treats, treats, and they'll want candy because they're so hungry. And I guess I feel this calling to want to help people. And so I'd like to go into mission work someday, if that's God's will.
I just have to say one more thing. Just so I don't have to come up again. I grew up in a church where I left to Korea when I was 12. I came back now, and most of the youth I grew up with are, let's just say, they're definitely out of church. So coming here and seeing that it is possible to stay in church, it is possible, even when maybe I didn't grow up in a sheltered life or in a very spiritual community. My parents were spiritual, but the community around us in our church, it really wasn't. But even in that situation, even in that environment, I can still shine for Jesus, and I can still just be faithful to him and work for him and just be a God lover. And, you know, coming here was just, it inspired me to once again renew that commitment to continue being faithful to Jesus, even when everyone around me isn't, even when everyone around me is doing things that I know I should not be doing, I can still, you know, continue to be a Christian, a true Christian. So it was a real inspiration to be here.
And I want to say one more thing as well. As Megan was saying, my dream has always been to be a missionary, and Pastor Griswold's evening campfire talks have really inspired me even more to go into the mission field. I feel even a greater calling.
Thank you. I know most of you that coming and saying that this is a great camp. I know this is a great camp. So, but we like to hear more of your decision, your commitment. Because heaven rejoices tonight because all of you coming forward say you're recommitting your life or committing your life to the Lord. And that's what this camp is all about. Yes, we do make a good friends and good classes and learning a lot of things. But touching your heart and making that heart commitment to the Lord. And this is what the camp is all about. So, all right. Hector, come forward.
For me, it's been a really interesting experience because since we've lived in this area for quite a while, I've met a lot of you before just from coming on Saturdays and stuff. And I had never quite been a camper. In fact, I had some people this year that were very surprised that it was my first year. And it's been a great blessing. I've really appreciated it. I've really enjoyed our unit sharing in the morning and in the afternoon. It's a very nice way to start and end the day. And it helps you remember what you study for devotions a lot better because you have to share it. I've also learned a lot from all my different classes. And I also have had a great blessing from the campfire talks by Mr. Griswold. So,
thank you.
Well, before I came to this camp, I had never given my life totally to Christ, and Pastor Griswold's campfires were so special to me. And this week, I want to give my life totally to Christ tonight.
Amen. 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 Heaven rejoices.
I would just totally like to dedicate my heart and my life to Christ and his work.
I've been doing my Bible studies, but at the same time I haven't. I've been reading, but I've been seeing myself either skateboarding or drifting off into something else. And I found that out later on. Miss Osterman pulled me. And she started talking to me, and she showed me something on paper, and that's when I realized it's either you pick eternal life or eternal death. And I think I want to pick eternal death. I don't know about you, but I want to live forever.
Well, I think lots of you guys know that I've come for 3 years, and I was just kind of like wanting to make friends, not really have a good spiritual blessing, but this year I really wanted to grow closer to Christ, and it's been really cool.
So camp is always such a blessing every year. I would like to share one blessing that I've received this year,
That was in one of Mr. Pruitt's deep Bible study talks. And he shared something that he's shared before. He said, truth changes us when it has our attention. And I have found in my life, unfortunately, that I can get up in the morning and have my devotions and read something, and halfway through the day, I won't even remember what I read. I couldn't even tell you anything that I read unless I sat down and thought about it for a while. I hadn't been thinking about it since I closed the book. And so my concentration as I go home is going to be to focus on God, not just when I'm sitting there in the morning with the book open in my lap, but all through the day, no matter what I'm doing, when I'm working, when I'm eating, when I'm coming home, doing the chores, I want to focus my entire attention on God so that He can change my life.
Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, ladies.
Well, I have a lot of things to say, but camp has really been a blessing. I know that I came here the year before last year, and it was okay, but this year, my cousin Sarah wanted me to go, and I said, well, I don't know, I said yeah, I said sure, whatever, you know, I don't care. But then I was thinking, well, it's not like I didn't really want to come, it's not, but I just didn't really care, anyway, so then toward the end I said, you know, I really want to go, so I started getting excited, but I've really liked it. I know I always thought that Whitey was really strict, especially with what you had to wear, but I really liked the way Mrs. O presented things, like about the dress codes. She was nice about it, and she made it so, like, interesting, like, even though I didn't really agree with everything, it just made you, like, you wanted to obey, you know? And I really also liked the talk Mr. Kim gave, and, you know, it really motivated me to become somebody, and, you know, that people like you, even the counselors, all the people in camp take the time to actually talk to you and to tell you these things. And I know last week I came up here and I said that I wanted to give my life to God, but it just seems like when I read my Bible in the morning, it wasn't really because I wanted to get something out of it. It was more because, you know, oh, we're going to have unit sharing, so I got to have something to tell to my unit, you know. So I would sometimes, even if I just read something, but I just, even if I wasn't really, like, really reading it, I just get something so I could tell something to my unit. And they would always think, you know, and I know my counselors would tell me, wow, you know, I really like what you share. And, you know, I know that you're really, really getting something out of what you read, but it wasn't so. So when I read my Bible, I now really want to get something out of it so I could actually spend time with Jesus. And I want to tell you guys, thank you for making camp wonderful. And one more thing I wanted to say was, I know I've given up my music and stuff, but I really struggle with things, especially most of you know that I like to listen to, like, Green Day, and I'm really struggling with that because I know I shouldn't be doing it, and I really don't want to. So pray for me.
Amen. I've been coming to camp for quite a few years now, and each year is different. And I know so many of us go away from camp with good goals in mind, and yet it doesn't always stay through the whole year. And I have started last January community college, and it's been interesting. It hasn't in any means made me further away from God. It's only strengthened my desire to serve Him more. But prior to YD camp this year, I was canvassing with one of OHC's groups for a couple weeks, and then came to camp. And it just really made me see that I don't want to set my path the way I want to go and have it down solid. That's what I want to do with my life. This is one I want to be. I want to be a physician's assistant, but I don't know if that's what God wants me to be, and I want to be open to His calling. And I just have really, really seen, especially the different talks and different things I've been studying, that I really want to have my plans open, especially as I'm in college now, that I can have God show me exactly what He wants me to do, and that if He wants me to be something else, go somewhere different than where I'm at school right now, that
I will follow his call. And anyway, that's what I want to do. So pray for me. I'll be praying for all of you too.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I don't know what Naomi said about some singing. It's beyond me, but praise the Lord, the decisions that she's making, we all need to pray for each other. Okay?
At the beginning of this week, I wasn't exactly excited about the change in my unit. Toward the middle of the week, I began to realize that the reason my unit had changed was so that I could be an example to them and live a life that God would want me to do so that they could see that. And then I got sick. About the same time I got sick, I began to, I kind of forgot to look for something that really meant something for me in my morning devotions that I could carry throughout the day and really, and have my motivation. And, I realized that tonight that I had been just looking for something that would look good to share in when at unit sharing, but I realized that it doesn't matter what other people think. I just need to find something that is truth for me to carry me through the day, that I can be a good example to others, and whether or not what I say touches them, what I do will, because of what Christ can do through me. And that just gives me more incentive to do what Christ wants, because it's witnessing to others, whether or not I can see it.
Amen. Emma?
Wow. Well, this week has been pretty amazing for me. I mean, it was a struggle, like, at first. And I think the devil was really attacking, definitely for all of us, you know, earlier in the week, because something really special was going to happen. And I've learned a lot in this week, different lessons than last week. But the Lord's been trying to teach me something special, mainly that his plan is, usually I'm the kind of person who wants to know the entire plan and how everything's supposed to happen before I do it. But God doesn't work that way, and he's been trying to tell me that for a long time. But a big blessing that I've gotten here is that I didn't really come here to make friends. I mean, I'm used, you know, I've been by myself for a long time. And so I just said, well, I'm going to come here to take the classes to learn, you know, to learn to do Bible study and to learn, you know, the skills that I need for what I'm thinking, you know, the Lord is calling me to do. But it was just a real open thing, you know, whatever, that I came to do. But God has really shown me something different in that he sent me a lot of people to become friends that are like me. And that kind of shocked me, because I've never, ever met anyone who was like me, in that, you know, it was just the same kind of person, the same kind of, you know, goals and, you know, attitude and what God was calling them to do, you know. So I thought, you know, I came here like, well, I'm kind of strange. I'm the only one, you know, who I think God's calling me to do this, you know. But then I meet people and it's like, wow, that's like seeing myself. And the Lord really taught me something, saying that, you know, you're not the only one that I'm speaking to. You know, it's not just your wild imagination. You know, I'm calling other people, you know, to the same kind of attitude, the same kind of, you know, life pattern. And it's really been a blessing just to meet other people that way. And even if I, you know, never see them again, which I hope I do. But even if I don't, that it's just, it's a blessing that God always brings us, always to the right spot. And I really praise Him because it's been a great blessing. And the theme song this week has really been special. And I want to keep that with me the whole time. And, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Emma.
Hi. Wow. Okay. Before I actually came to camp, I wasn't all that excited. I was like, okay, this is a camp. I've never been to a camp before because of my nut allergies. So I was like, okay, it's a camp. I'm just going to go to it. But a couple weeks before camp, I started getting excited. And I had asked for one of my friends to be in my group. I was like, okay, I'm probably not going to know anyone at this camp. I was like, okay, I hope I know someone in my group. And he wasn't in my group. I was like, oh. But it actually turned out to be a blessing because I actually met a lot of new friends. And probably if he'd been in my group, I probably wouldn't have met so many. And last night when Mr. Griswold gave out those white sheets of paper, I decided I would like to be baptized, and because I haven't been baptized. And I realized there are a lot of things I really need to change because we all are wicked, and Jesus really wants to come into our hearts and help to make us better. And I would just like for Him to come into my heart and make me a better person.
Well, I really enjoyed this camp, especially Pastor Griswold's campfire talks. It really inspired me to give my life to God. And you know, last week I made a decision to commit my life to God. But here I'd like to recommit my life to God, and I'd like to dedicate my life to God, to go wherever He wants me to go. And yeah.
Hi, everyone. Well, before I came to YD camp, I didn't really know if I should come, but some really good friends influenced me to come, and I'm really glad they did. And I just think YD camp is a good place to meet friends and people, and I came here to get a blessing, and that's what I got.
Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, lady.
Hi. When I first came here, I honestly thought that everybody was like a bunch of robots, and I couldn't understand why they wanted to come back until we got partway through the week, and I started to realize that these people weren't actually robots, and that they actually had reasons to come back. And that it was being close to God and learning more about Him. And that just the growing spiritually part was bringing people back instead of the other reasons that other Bible camps that I've been to have brought the people back. It's more being close to God and learning about Him. Okay.
When I heard about YD, I just knew it was like, I just thought it was like when a bunch of friends got together and just like had classes. Our family always came on Sabbath, just for like Sabbath. And this year, I don't know, but something was like telling me I should come to YD. And so I think it was like a miracle that I was able to get here, because I sent in my application on Sunday morning and I got all the classes I wanted to get. So, and I was pretty amazed. I was like, that's pretty good. And I'm glad I came because I got a real blessing out of YD. I really enjoyed Pastor Griswold's campfire. And I hope you all did too.
Good evening.
YD Camp has really been a blessing to me, and there's been so many blessings. And I really enjoyed the deep Bible studies in the morning and the classes, and it's just encouraged me to really dig deeply myself in my personal devotions to find the treasures that are in His Word. And also, I've really appreciated all the classes, and especially in the talks in the evening as well, has been an encouragement and inspired me more to really go where He wants me to go. And as other people have mentioned, the theme song has really been my prayer, and just to the words of that song are just exactly what my prayer is tonight.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Matthew.
I got a really big blessing from Campfire Sermons by Pastor Griswold. And what really hit me is how much we take for granted the Bible. Sometimes we have, like, lots of Bibles in our houses. And some African villages don't have any or just one for the whole village. Like, my personal devotions was really bad before I came here. Like, I'd wake up, I'd roll over, grab my Bible. I think I was going to have a great time in devotions, and, like, then the next thing I'd know, I have a big pile of jewel in my Bible, and I'm, like, waking up. That's why I wish somebody would invent waterproof Bibles. But I really want to draw closer to God and learn more about Him through His Bible. So that's my prayer for all you too.
Amen. Thank you. I know you all been blessed with all the things that we've done here at the camp. This is a time that your decision, what you will be doing from here and out. So that's the decision that you want to share, and we're praying for that as well. All right, ladies.
Well, as many of you guys know, I was here last year, and it was a really... is a really great blessing for my life. But probably around 2 weeks after camp, I had surgery. And I was sick 3 months, and I was really out of it. I mean, I was not, you know, really... I mean, I didn't really do anything. I was really, really bad. And it was 3 months. But at the end of those 3 months, we started, you know, I had made a commitment, and I always, you know, would, in the back of my mind, I will always remember it. And at the end of those 3 months, at our church, we had these evangelistic meetings, and it was a really great blessing. My little brother got baptized, and it was a really nice experience. And a month later, we had my dad. He had an evangelistic meetings in a little church. And it was a really great blessing for, you know, for all the family. And as the year, you know, it was a new year was gonna start. I told the Lord, I really, you know, it's gonna be a new year, and I really, really want to follow what I, you know, the commitment I made. And it's been amazing. I mean, since that year, I don't know, it's been. I mean, there's been a lot of struggles in our church. And I know that without, you know, coming here and having that, you know, kind of like a little push, I know that I wouldn't have been able to face them. I mean, because I'm a pastor's daughter, I mean, everybody kind of looks at me. And certain issues, you know, around the church. And so everybody comes to me and, you know, they would ask me. And so I would have to, like, tell them. And I know that, I mean, I knew that the Lord was with me all the time when I had to, you know, give a reason for something. And it's been amazing because now every time in my devotions, it's, like, different. I mean, I'm able to sense the Lord talking to me. And, you know, I've had... you know, certain experiences along the way that have helped me a lot. So I'm like, I need to go back to YD. And it's been really great because I was in the DVD evangelism class. And on Thursday, I was there. And, you know, we were kind of, well, it was actually on Friday. And we were studying our parts. And
I started praying in my mind and, you know, asking the Lord to help me, even though I knew I wasn't going to be nervous because I really like being up front and talking. But actually, it was great because I was there sitting down, and the words of the first verse of the song we sang for Unit Special came to my mind. And, you know, it was like, you know, Lord, I'll do your will. And it was great. And that night, it was amazing, too, because I had been praying and, you know, asking the Lord to touch the lives of all the campers here and of my friends. And it was great because I got to see a lot of my friends go up and give their hearts to the Lord. And for me, it was something very, very special. And I'm thankful that the Lord's been able, I mean, He used Whitey to kind of help me, you know, grow closer to Him and to be able to be a blessing to others also.
Well, this is my third year at camp, and one of my favorite things about YD, or at least going into YD, is knowing that God always has something specific to teach me each year. This year, I was struggling with a few different things, and as Jeffrey said, we counselors do have struggles, and some that are very great. And it was just a lot of things that God was calling me to let go of that I didn't want to let go of. And I can be a very technical person when it comes to making excuses, you know. What about in this situation, or what if we do it this way, or what if I change it a little bit? And I was sitting in one of the classes, and something had just been presented to me that I did not want to acknowledge. And I was going through the technicalities of it again, and I was, you know, trying to justify it. And as I was doing that and I was struggling, suddenly the thought of Jesus being able to live in my heart and to be in my life in a real way, just the vision of it flooded me. And the thought, you know, who cares about this little thing that I want to hold on to? Who cares about it if it's going to keep me back from Jesus? And as I go home, I want to keep that in my heart, because I know there are going to be a lot of things that I'm going to struggle with, that you're going to struggle with. And I just thank God for that insight, because if I can block out the thought of the pleasure for the moment of whatever it is that Satan is tempting me to do, and think of the brilliance of the joy of having Christ in my heart, then I know I can overcome it. Yeah. And so that was something that God taught me this year, and I just pray that we can all hold on to that.
Thank you, Anais and Megan. I just realized we are way behind the time schedule, so I just ask each of you, as you come forward, this is not a time to talk about the whole life story. we do love to hear it. Please don't take me wrong. I love to hear it. It's wonderful, but we do have a schedule that we need to meet, and the rest is you all need, because in the morning I see you guys not doing well. And I want to make sure that you are well rested and refreshed. So as you come forward, formulate in your mind, I know you all received the blessings, but this is a decision time. Decision time. We all been blessed. We can start from the push-ups. You received the blessing, I'm sure. But this is a time to dedicating your life and making the decision. So that I know we all have some struggles, and we have learned through the time that we have together. So as you come forward, we need to kind of go in a pace that so we'll be able to finish it on a decent time, so we got some other announcements to make. And also, let's go ahead and keep that in mind as you come forward. Blessings you can share with your units, and maybe tomorrow as you're traveling and all that, but it's a decision time. Let's share that decision as you're committing your life for the Lord, and decisions that you make that will encourage others that are struggling. They realize that, oh, I'm doing the same thing, so they can make their decision and stand up for the Lord. All right? Gentlemen, let's go.
Well, this is my third year at YD, and it's my first time going forward. Last night, I don't know how many of you saw it, But there's a lake behind us, and there's a moon that came up over the hills. And that reminded me of something. The moon reflects the light of the sun, and the lake reflects the light of the moon. So if the sun is God and the moon is Jesus, we need to be the lake reflecting him.
Amen.
And I just want to commit my life to God 100%.
Amen. Amen. Okay, ladies.
Well, this is my fourth year at YD, and I've loved it every year, and so I knew I would love it again this year. But I got here, and I kind of didn't know all the people in my unit very well, and I was kind of having a hard time for the first couple days. And I was struggling with something, and one night when Pastor Griswold talked about, I can't ever think when I'm up front, but talked about how God can give us power to overcome things in our lives, and I knew that by myself I would not be able to overcome this thing, and I would go right back to it, and I was afraid to let go. But then I lay in bed thinking about it one night, and I realized that God had put me in the very unit he put me in and arranged everything for a reason. I knew that. And so I let go of the thing I was struggling with, and then the next morning in my devotions, I read something that was just what I needed. And then in unit sharing, and Mr. Kim talked to us, and deep Bible study, everything just seemed to fit right together. I was like, wow, this is amazing. And so I've just been really overwhelmed with how much God has blessed me. And I want to encourage all of you to let go of anything that you're holding on to, because we can trust him with our lives. He loves us. And I just want to encourage you to give your life to him.
Well, I kind of had the same thing she did. And I knew that, I mean, something like that could have happened. And I was willing to, I thought, you know, I've been praying before camp that God would put me in the right unit and that I could be at peace with him where I was and that I could make the best of camp. And I really had a great experience. And lots of things. The entire camp has been great. And the other thing is, I thought that it was really neat. In my wilderness survival class, our teacher, he always, for everything we had every day, he had Bible texts that went right along with what we were studying in nature. And I don't really do that often. I don't think of how the Bible says things that kind of go along with what you can learn out in nature. And I thought that was really neat.
Thank you.
Before camp, my mom had been bugging me for probably 2 or 3 weeks about when I was like 2 or 3, I guess I said I was always wanting to be a preacher. And the last few weeks she's been reminding me of that every day. And since I've been here, I think I was right when I was 3. I feel the Lord is calling me to be a preacher, and with his help, I will. And if it is his will, I will become a preacher and serve the Lord.
Amen. Well, one of the things that made me think this week was a verse in the Bible that somebody in my unit read, and it said, he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. And I thought, there's a lot of sad people out there, and I should be living my life for them, not for myself. And I hope all of you think the same way.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And I'm pretty sure the YD would be glad to invite Pastor Jesse Norris to come for Campfire Talk in the future. Praise God. Praise God. And I will be here doing the line call when you come there, Mr. Norris. All right, ladies.
Well, I had given my life to God a year or so ago, and we had some struggles in our church, and I kind of stopped my devotions and stopped doing that kind of stuff. And then I came to YD, and I've just been really blessed, and I just want to give my life to God again. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, next lady.
Well, before I came here, I did devotions and I was baptized, but I didn't really like fully surrender everything. And after coming here, it showed me how that just saying a Christian isn't enough. You have to give everything to God in order to be one of His children.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
YD Camp has always been a tremendous blessing for me. I think if we think of life as being like a journey, YD Camp would be the mountaintops each year as we come to it. It's one of the high points for me. And every year, God really speaks to me in a new way about my walk with Him, and I'm always challenged each year to commit closer. God has really blessed me tremendously this year. There has been so much prayer, so many challenges that have been overcome through prayer this last 2 weeks, and I have not really. It's been a long time since I've really felt God so close as He has been this last week. And Wednesday we were having a special prayer session, and at that prayer session I was convicted I needed to rededicate my life to God, and I wanted to publicly repeat that I had done that, to make that official. God has convicted me of a few things I need to adjust in my life, and I want to recommit totally to Him and be completely surrendered to Him and open to whatever He has for me.
This year I had the blessing of coming both weeks to camp, and it's been a lot of fun, but the second week was definitely a lot more tiring than the first. And it was hard staying awake during deep Bible study, but God, if you pray for Him, God gives you strength to stay awake and keep going. But I really like these campfire talks by Pastor Griswold and how to be a disciple. I just want to dedicate my life to God and ask Him to give me the strength to be a true disciple and follow Him faithfully.
All right, ladies.
This week has been a real blessing. Even though I got sick, I still had a good blessing, and I just want to thank God for giving me a blessing even though I got sick.
Well, a couple months ago, I gave my heart to Christ, and for a while, I was really earnest about it. But as time passed on, I kind of started to slip, you know, and that inner peace kind of left me. And I just want to say that YD Camp has not only helped me to grow in Christ, but has inspired me to maintain a lasting relationship with Jesus Christ. So please pray for me.
Well, this week, as many of you know, I got not very sick, but sick enough that I had to stay in all day. And I was very discouraged because I had to give up my favorite class. I had to, you know, I had to stay in a boiling tent all day and not do anything. But then that night, I was feeling very discouraged and sick. And as I was going to spend the night across the river as I was saying goodbye to lots of people. Everyone said, "I'm praying for you." And that really encouraged me because just to know that people are always praying for me and that God will see me through everything.
All right, thank you, ladies. Okay, gentlemen.
Well, everybody knows me, so this is my fourth year, and probably my best year, because I've learned a lot through the new God Trailblazers. They've taught me tons, and how to be patient, and I couldn't have done any of this without all of you guys' prayers, my counselors staying up all night praying for me, and I know you guys all love me, and I want my walk with God to stay true all the way to the end, and stay strong when I get home too. So just pray for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
I just want to say, especially the campfire talks were really great for me, and how Pastor Griswold talked about how every day so many people die without knowing about God. And yet we know about it, and we can do something to help all those people. And I just want to dedicate my life to God and let Him lead me wherever He wants me to go.
Well, this week, in devotions time, I learned a lot that having devotions really helps your day life. If you're having a bad day, you should always, always call on God, and He will help you, as He's helped me. And the campfires have really, really helped me to think twice. You know, people are starving, and we take things for granted. And we should never, ever take anything for granted. And I just want to recommit my life to God.
Thank you.
Well, this year I didn't want to come to camp. But after hearing the deep Bible studies and having my unit sharing and my morning devotions, I'm really glad I did, because I really got a huge blessing out of everything.
Okay, so this is my third year at camp, and so when I had the opportunity to come again, I was kind of excited, but yet kind of not, because being the daughter of the camp pastor is kind of difficult, because everyone looks up to you and thinks you're perfect. And so I had my ups and downs during this week, but I just wanted to say a special thanks to Mrs. O and some of my counselors who were there with me and encouraged me and gave me my smiles and hugs when I needed it.
Amen. Amen.
This week has been such a blessing for me. I mean, this whole time that I've been here, I've learned so much. But one of my favorite parts about camp has always been unit sharing. And it's always been so neat for me to hear what the other girls in the unit have learned. And but I've also found that I remember what I studied that morning much, much better if I share it with somebody. And it's more meaningful to me. And when I go home, that's something that I want to continue with those around me. I want to continue sharing the things that God teaches me every morning. And one of the other many things that God has been teaching me, especially this week, is that Jesus wants to take away my fears. And I have a lot of different fears in my life. But through Jeremiah 1, verses 4 through 10, God has really been appealing to my heart and asking me to let go of the fears that I have. And especially through Pastor Griswold's Sabbath school lesson this morning, he talked about claiming promises when you're afraid, and that's something that I'm going to do when I'm facing certain fears. I want to let Jesus have them and claim God's promises.
Amen. Well, I've been here quite a few years as a camper, so this was my first year as a counselor, and to tell you the truth, I was scared. I really wanted to be a counselor, but I was afraid I wouldn't be good enough, that, you know, I didn't know who my campers were going to be, and, like, so many different things. I've never seen, like, camp through the eyes of a counselor. And, you know, there's lots of things that happen. And one time I was talking to my sister on the phone, and she told me about this verse. And I was like, no way, that couldn't be in the Bible, you know. So I looked it up for myself. It was in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And it says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And, you know, there were so many times where I was, like, doubting myself. I was like, you know, I don't know what to do, God. You know, help me. Tell me what to do. And, you know, there'd be silence. And I'd be like, God, tell me what to do. And he said, "You have a mind. Use it." I was like, oh, okay, I guess. And so it was just a blessing. You know, after being here for a while, you would think, like, I thought I knew a lot. But just coming here, I learned so much more, especially coming as a counselor. And so I just pray that the decisions I made will stick with me throughout the rest of my life.
Amen. Thank you, Sarah and Shihan.
Okay. Well, I really didn't want to come up here, but I felt like I should, and somebody else did too. So anyway, at the beginning of this week, I had a new unit, and I really wasn't happy about that. I kind of cheated myself out of a blessing part of the week, I think, because I was choosing not to be happy. But I knew that I should just let go of it and everything would be fine, but I kind of like to make excuses. And but I've realized that making excuses isn't a good idea. And I want to do what God wants me to do without making excuses. And I want to commit my life completely to him.
Well, I forgot to say something, kind of a confession, kind of a praise. Well, the first week of camp, I really enjoyed my unit, and I thought, wow, I had a wonderful unit, and then I was saying, you know, I don't know, I don't think I'll get this good of a unit ever, you know. It was so awesome. And so this week came, you know, in registration, I thought, oh, I hope I get good people in my unit. They probably won't be half as good as the ones I had before, but then I got assigned my unit, and then I found out some of the people that were going to be in my unit. I said, oh, no, I don't want those people in my unit. They're so whatever, you know, because I know some of those people. And, you know, I was thinking, oh, please, you know. I said, this is not going to be a good week, definitely. But as I've come to know my unit, I really like them. They're all been very nice to me, and it's been fun to be in your guys' unit, and I think you guys are so totally awesome. Thank you. I love you all.
All right. Thank you, ladies. TJ?
Just one last thing. I'm really proud of everybody who committed their lives to Christ this night. And I was thinking of an illustration of that if you had a choice between a rock and a piece of bread to eat, what would you choose? The bread, right? Well, this thing that God gave us is like that. He gave us a choice between life and death, and those who picked life. I'll be praying for you, and I'll ask the Lord to keep strengthening you throughout your life, and that you may spread the gospel to all the nation.
Thank you, TJ.
Dear Father, as you have sent a very special sign tonight with the moon over the water so extremely beautiful and completely full, we are giving our lives to you tonight to be fully yours and to let you shine off of us. We have no light of our own. We're just something dark and empty without you. But you have promised that you would shine out of our hearts and that you would keep us close to us, to you. And you've said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, that the work that you start in us, you will be faithful to finish in us. Lord, we don't have much confidence in ourselves. We know how we go up and down. But we have confidence in you, that you will be faithful. And so we place our lives in your hands, and we go forward with such a spirit of rejoicing, such an excitement and a praise, giving all the glory to you, and trusting that you will sustain us until Jesus comes again. Thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.